Maureen Corrigan says this has been a grim few weeks for book reviewers. Two recent news items have made her think that book reviews and books rank way down there in terms of importance to most Americans.
A couple of weeks ago, most newspapers ran a list of the nominations for the National Book Critics Circle Award for 1991. I can't argue with any of their picks. In fact, I too would have voted for Gish Jen's first novel, Typical American, and Thomas Gagin's Which Side Are You On?, an autobiographical look at the sluggish American labor movement. But I didn't vote for either of these books because I've never been able to find the NBCC, National Book Critics Circle, to become a member. The NBCC is the most important, in fact the only, nationwide organization of book critics. When I first tried to join them a few years ago, I wrote to the address listed in the Encyclopedia of Associations, an exhaustive three-volume tome. 4 months later, the post office returned my letter stamped No Such Address. I looked up the NBCC again in the 1992 edition of the Encyclopedia. It said, Address Unknown Since 1991 edition, which was the wrong address in the first place. It sure makes you feel special when the preeminent organization in your profession doesn't even have a storefront to operate out of. But it probably doesn't matter what books reviewers endorse, because it seems that lots of people in America aren't reading books anyway. A couple of weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal quoted a new survey of consumer book buying habits that revealed that 60% of American households didn't buy a single book last year. That's hardcovers and paperbacks. Can this be true? Not even a cat book or a cookbook? And of all the mass market paperbacks that were sold, the survey determined that almost half were romance novels. I read about this survey on the same day that I read an amazing passage in Richard Wright's autobiography, Black Boy. When Wright was growing up in the South in the 1920s, he wasn't allowed to use the public libraries. So he got books by pretending he was fetching them for white people. The first book Wright took out was H.L. Mencken's Book of Prefaces. Here's Wright's recollection of that reading. That night, in my rented room, while letting the hot water run over my can of pork and beans in the sink, I opened a Book of Prefaces and began to read. I was jarred and shocked by the style. Occasionally, I glanced up to reassure myself that I was alone in the room. Who were these men about whom Mencken was talking so passionately? Who was Anatole France, Joseph Conrad, Sinclair Lewis, Sherwood Anderson, Dostoevsky, George Moore, Gustave Flaubert, Mark Twain, Poe, Thomas Mann, Nietzsche, and scores of others? Were these men real? Did they exist or had they existed? And how did one pronounce their names? Wright is like an explorer here, discovering the new continent of literature. I don't know what turned someone like Richard Wright into a reader. He had no encouragement from family or teachers. Still, he decided he needed to read as desperately as he needed to eat. But here's something that's an even greater mystery to me. Why is it that these days, when pretty much anybody has the freedom to read any book, why is it that so many people in this country are reading nothing?
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.